Yes, I'm wanded.
Are you wanded?
Crossbow.
You're wanded, aren't you?
Are you slow?
I waste them with my crossbow.
Funny.
Waste them with your wand of wonder.
Plenty of time left on the blessed spell.
Yeah.
You know what I should do? I should fire my wand of wonder from my crossbow.
Yeah, give them a wand of wonder.
No.
Anyone want bull strength?
What, for like 2.5 seconds?
Anyone probably if there's any point in one bull strength?
Me!
So, cast anyone strength. Doing anything before the door opens?
Yes, I'm casting bull strength.
Okay, to all.
Well, that's not ready now.
How's
that? Are you doing anything?
I hold my action.
Four.
Let's see what comes to the door, if anything.
And then?
I'm going to magic missile anything nasty.
Okay, good.
Okay, then it's Carrick.
I cast bull strength on...
Me!
Four.
On you?
Well, no, you automatically get four. You don't roll for anymore.
Oh, I don't.
No.
Since when?
Since the
kitchen. No, it's clearly since someone produced this spell list.
With you automatically get on it. And it doesn't last an hour level anymore, it's a minute.
Oh, dude, spell sheets, it's just wrong.
You have an additional four
strength. I could have sworn that said it's 3.5. Yeah.
Just for very short, but for a
effect.
It's a minute level.
You heard these rumours on the Nether at 4th edition.
You have weapon finesse.
Oh, crap, you do. It's plus 2 damage.
Yeah.
Just plus 2 damage. That's all you get.
Actually, wouldn't 2006 be about the right time for 4th edition? Oh, currently, yeah.
Or 20 years, like we... You know.
Well, no, because, you know, like, magic editions come out, like, almost on clockwork. The core rules come out, you know.
Well, what they'll do is they'll change it entirely to a dice pool-based system.
Pool.
So that
what, in league with the D20s?
You can't use any of the books. It'll be a pool-based system of D20s.
Have you seen the new Magic podcast?
Yes.
Yes, Mox Radio.
Yeah.
First one's free.
Yeah.
And then you
bet they jack up the price.
From free.
From free.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, the Magic Kids have a lot of cash. So
did you hear it? Because they interview people at Bradford.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know there's quite a lot of important persons, believe it or not.
Magic, the Magic podcast. Mox Radio,
who did they interview that was from Bradford?
They were at Bradford. I don't think they were from Bradford. It was one of the qualifiers.
They are at Bradford. They are
actually at Bradford.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
I believe they're based here.
I wasn't sure if that was the case.
They're kids' nick players, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it not... is he not?
There are a couple of the kids' nick players. One of them's really quite important, I believe.
One of them's called Richard Halgan, and the one's Neil or something, I think.
Yeah.
And it's quite as the, you know, fully produced, not obviously a professional, but fully produced...
A really big fish in the magic world.
Yes.
So, and it's tiny neon tetras in the real world.
However, also have access to podcast?
For a year, I think.
My God.
Can we start charging?
Well, technically, we ask for donations of around that a year.
You see, the thing is, there's been discussion about
we'll pile out more.
And it tends to kill stuff off because people expect it to be free at the point of issue. They don't really care how it's funded, but they don't expect to pay for it to get it unless it's got, like, here's how to crack bank codes or something.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult model to do, because if you give your teaser away, that's fine, but people are sure they're not going to pay £30 necessarily to listen to number two and then decide they don't like it.
I think that money in role-playing is a weird thing. I think it's
there's not a lot in it. It's a hobby.
It's Steve Long at Dragon Meat. The old
How to make £1 million?
How do you make £1 million in the gaming industry?
You make a character, you give them £1 million.
No, you start with £2 million.
That's quite funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
I don't think charging works.
I'll have a lesser globe of invulnerability, please.
Oh. How hard are you?
Oh my God. Have different spells that Paul hasn't learned.
Oh.
What does that do?
I'm immune to first, second, and third level spells.
Okay. Yeah.
I would just
not.
Wow. Cast this.
Okay.
That and yeah. Okay.
Then it's me.
Yep.
I take a battle stance.
Yep.
And
wait.
Hold to hit anything that tries to hit me.
Cool. And something coming through the door is on 9.
Oh, okay.
It's a bloody magic user.
Next round. Because these things are
interesting. You just have completely different sets of spells, though, don't you?
Yeah, the good ones.
The fighters like the last one, which I'll go on.
Maybe you can learn
what I did. Right. My spell choices are completely haphazard.
Do I have enough time to go to the bathroom, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the drow.
They burst through the door. There's 3 drow warriors.
Woohoo!
They charge one at you. Anyone else will be around the door? Not really.
No.
All 3 at you, then.
Fine. The first one that comes to hit me. In fact, I can hit all 3 of them.
Yeah.
Oh. I get a full attack action.
Bang, but, bang.
They're not all running in a wall.
Just knock them on the head.
Fair enough.
Bop, bop, bop. I'll hit the first one then.
Yeah.
I hit. Oh, if yeah. their arm has 16 like the last
they
one,
are.
They all hit.
Oh,
no. Everyone get in line behind Steve's new character.
So, thankfully, they're not going to be particularly peaceable once they've seen his mate sprawling on the floor.
Why don't they learn, like, ooh, let's run away. This is bad.
The drow.
So?
They're not about to have time to
yeah, 59 some of your damage.
Oh, God.
Three attacks. I know, but it's just... It's
okay.
Bad. It's
do the two get to go now?
Yes, they have to make their will save.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Even though you panned their mate in?
Yeah, because I didn't hit them.
You're kidding, is it that specific?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
hold on. Anyone who enters.
God. Should we just go in a single line behind?
That's very, very broken.
Snake through the dungeon.
That's
no one else will be
broken.
Okay.
Fail. Fail. They go.
Our friend's fallen down. I feel really calm.
Yeah, my mate's unconscious with his jaw lying over there. But I don't care.
That's yes, broken. Yes, to the track, but it's over there. It's
you're
like
broken. Right.
That's why they call it
broken.
They
could try and hit me.
They stop.
Now.
Well, they could, if they'd passed their wasn't, they could try and hit me. Yes. They had their sort of break.
Yeah, you haven't got one.
Wait for someone actually hit him.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You
realise there'll be people the world over emulating this character.
You created a new template.
Yeah. The
what
broken.
Happened?
The broken GMs across the world.
Three drow warriors charged in. One of he held his action and hit one three times and it fell unconscious to the ground. The other two went in and went and now just stood there near him.
Just gone all wrong.
What's the area of your place on raining? So they're sort of 20 feet from him going,
oh dear. Well, no, they're probably you and you.
About 5 feet away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's next?
Let me have a sit down.
People that are coming through.
Right, something with spidery legs crawls up to the door and looks in and doesn't look too impressed. And casts a lightning bolt.
Cast a lightning bolt?
Yeah, cast a lightning bolt.
Where? Specifically, at
who? Not with me, I've got a nice spider logo of drow on.
On him.
Right, plus 12 magic resistance.
Oh!
I have a spell.
You have not?
I have not.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
I'm counterspelling it.
I hit you!
I'll give up one of my
Yes,
he's a coward. I can see how now going to take all the hard options on the
yeah, right. I'm jumping down to increase this encounter from now on. Richard is a counterspell expert.
Oh.
Dispel magic is the only spell he really needs to learn.
But it's nice though, because it's something
yeah,
we
I'm countering it with
here.
Lightning Bolt.
Is that automatic? No, it's not automatic.
Automatically dispels it.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
if he does it with the same spell,
yeah.
It automatically does it.
I hate you. Yeah, you need to make a spellcraft roll to undo the spell, though, I believe.
Probably can't fail.
No, probably can't.
31.
Oh. He's about to cast Lightning Bolt, which fizzles in his hands.
I officially announce we've entered a new era.
It's great, isn't it? We don't have to do anything.
You're just going to ride along on their coattails.
World's Largest Dungeon's a new era.
The
Black
next generation.
So then, of course, should by mischance any of them become badly injured, I can swap hit points with.
Yeah. If, for example, you were on -2 hit points, he could swap hit points with you, and you'd stand back up again, and he'd collapse to the ground.
I don't think we need to work anymore. I think we can just
like
just do our hobbies or something.
Why are
you
doing
all work?
You've got all those spells to copy. Yeah?
I know. I'm still copying the spells.
You're
going to
be copying them in the middle of fights, aren't you?
Yeah, that's okay then.
Barely what you're doing. There's two guys stood looking quite calm, and there's a thing with spider legs just trying to cast a spell, looks quite pissed off.
Is it in the doorway?
Yes.
Is it opposite me?
Well, it's in the doorway.
I can't remember where.
You can get it.
Yeah. I'm going to go up the wall.
Are you? Mm. Spider climbing.
Oh,
you're going for it?
No.
You're going up.
Okay.
I'm going into a protective, like, wall to ceiling joint, out of its way. Maybe it can't see me then.
It saw you walk through the wall, but yeah.
Amazon.
Woo!
Sorry, I was copying a spell to my book.
Must be more efficient.
I'm being shown up here. This is
100 pages, lines.
This is the difference, I always said, between characters that are generated and characters who actually play through a game. Because characters who play through something are given what they get. Well, in this situation. Yeah. Well, these level ones have got half the standard magical item cost worth of magical items as well than they would normally have for their level. Because the dungeon's harsh ass.
Go on,
yay.
I'm holding, actually. Spidery things come through. Okay, magic missile. Go on, whatever.
Spell resistance.
See, I don't let off many fireballs these days, really. Okay. Magic resistance, here we go.
Maybe not. Maybe draw.
Oh, no. I think you said it was under something else.
Eh?
I think you said it was under something else.
Roll plus level, isn't it?
Yes. 26. I said it was under something. What, spell res was under something else? Last time I was good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's somewhat stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
it's about 16
or whatever. Yes, it is. What is it?
26.
That was good.
Oh, right.
Okay. I've got another die down here if you want it,
Steve. Off from the fingers of Balazar comes 3, 5, 8. Quite respectable. 10, 11. Is that 4 or 5 is wrong there? That'll do. 19.
Your magic missiles streak towards it, impact onto something in front of it.
Some kind of shield. Time to change tactic.
Carrick.
Feeble-minded rider.
Oh, Christ. Spell resistance, please, first.
27.
Are you feeling feeble?
You rolled that already? Or is that your base?
I rolled 17.
Oh. Fair enough.
Level.
Yep. No, not at all.
With
no.
The arcane.
It's good. It means you can actually motor through these lower levels and easily get out.
What the hell does feeble mind do?
What the hell does feeble mind
stops
do?
Stops him casting spells, basically.
It turns him into the mind of a lizard, or
it turns him into a drooling idiot, basically, assuming he doesn't save.
They want to go and bask in the sun now, or something. Just
feeble mind will negate.
I want
a creature that can cast arcane magic, such as a sorcerer, takes a -4 penalty on a saving throw.
Along came a drider and sat down beside her.
Frightened.
That'll be it.
Fading away.
Mm-hmm.
18. Ooh, nice.
That probably won't cut it. That's at least 19 because it's a 5th level spell, and then you've got
27.
Yeah. No, you'll need at least 19.
Okay. Oops. Without the -4, it would have got. It would have got 22.
When the word alien and the word paleosols are written one on top of the other, it looks like arseholes.
Really? That's fascinating.
No, it really does. Look. It is.
Alien paleosols are arseholes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dear.
Yeah.
It starts to drool.
That's complete right. A drooling spider.
We can no longer cast spells.
Man spider, sorry. Yes,
who's next?
Spider-Man.
It would be Aaron, but he's had his girl.
Yep.
So it's me.
Intelligence and charisma scores each drop to 1.
One. Oh, it looks really ugly now.
Well,
for
intelligence
a spider
one.
Man thing.
A moronic child, apparently.
It looks slack jawed, drooling.
Unable
idiot
to understand language or communicate coherently, cast spells. It knows who its friends are and can follow them and even protect them.
Pretty.
Oh my.
As it's a spellcaster and these two people aren't really going to fight me, I run over and smack it.
Oh, look at this spider.
In a merciful way.
Pencil.
Only the what? Let's see, that's only 26.
You've converted a 9 into a 26.
Yeah, you're going to bruise its carapace.
You could miss this on a 1.
Yeah.
That's 18 damage.
Yeah.
Bonk.
All subdued.
Yep.
Who's next?
Quite subdued already.
The drow.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
They begin meandering around the room.
Bumps
into
walls. Once they go out of the 20-foot radius of me.
Oh. Well, they're not going to follow you, are they?
It depends how far away the driver was from me. The doors, basically.
I would suggest they probably ran in about... Oh, we said about 10-15 feet, didn't we?
Yeah.
So they wander about 5 feet away. Get angry again.
Yeah. And can do what they like.
Yeah. They look at the party and charge a random selection.
Look at the stupid spider.
You're on a roof, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on a roof.
It's one of these three. Two.
Depends whether they want to go for my back or not.
Well,
to flank me.
They were calm, now they're angry, and things are in front. Well, they could turn around and attack you.
Because I put their mate down.
Yeah, but they didn't care about that. They were quite at peace with that. They've let him go already.
Let's have a roll for them, see how good they are. I know they're quite magical.
Nice.
One runs forward, one runs backwards. The stupid one runs at you again.
He's not the same guy.
Yeah, he does, but they're shit at it. 17.
No.
What do I need?
20.
Oh my god.
He's humanoid.
Oh. The other one runs forward at one of the random three. Ooh. Mr. Elf, he charges you.
Nice.
Ooh,
that's a good roll.
Using a long sword, that's a potential critical.
Ooh. Well, it depends what it hits on.
Oh, does it hit?
What do you get?
27.
Yeah.
It's no. Not a critical. No. Only doing 10 points of damage. Chop!
Also,
fix that. You did some damage! How dare they?
Well, that hurt.
I can fix that.
You did? Wow, you have less hit points than me! Finally! Somebody has less hit points than me!
37?
38.
38 hit points. He's a proper wizard.
He's a proper wizard. Well, just because I've got three times as many, it's not
his
like...
next?
I could have done something about it.
The Strider is... Oh, hang on. I'll make it a will save to see if it's calm as well. It's going to attack you back with its phenomenally great attacks.
What's it attacking with?
Is that because they're fixing out of con now?
It has options. It's intelligence 1, so it's not going to use its dagger. It's going to use its natural attack.
It's barely got enough intelligence to breathe.
It's going
to
try and bite you.
Fine.
Which is all it's got, really.
There are higher animals with more intelligence than that.
Not a hope.
It needs plus 17 on that roll.
Yeah, it hasn't got that. I think that's plus 5 with its bite.
Oh, well.
Will a 20 hit you?
Sure, 20 will hit me.
20 will
always.
Hit.
Right. So that's basically what I need.
Yeah.
I'll be hitting you 5% of the time. Unless I get the bigger creatures that have more skill.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Balin.
Sit down, take a few, eat some popcorn.
I will... aim at the spider with my wand.
Go for it. Go on, you know you want
acid
to.
Acid arrow.
Oh, okay.
Let me roll.
I'm being a good girl.
Let me roll the hit.
Spellcraft. Is it right?
No, how are you going to get those wands mixed
that's
up?
What, yeah.
No, yeah.
It's
what
to use. It's used magic dice.
Yeah, 22.
That's dope.
And then...
roll the hit.
What do I roll to hit?
It's your ranged attack bonus. So, base attack plus dexterity.
Okay, base attack, 7 plus dexterity. Bonus. 6, so...
13.
13.
Don't roll a 1.
Oh, 20.
Yeah. 14.
That hits.
Why can't I find
any
damage?
It's my damage.
2d4, I believe. The book's catalogued incorrectly. It shouldn't use those three cursor names.
Yeah, what's up?
It should be endurance, common best.
A little bit.
What?
7.
He's done it.
Yes. Thank you, Isaac. This green bolt shoots from the ceiling and lands on top of the rider and starts dropping into it.
Ooh.
Who's next?
And it's still cosmically stupid. What are the options? We've got a stupid rider.
Yes.
Two angry drow.
One calm drow behind him. It went to flank him and decided it wasn't a good idea. And one fighting the elf.
Who's obviously a magic using elf. Well, I'll go for the one that's on the elf. Help out for the magic user.
Fireball.
Let's try that again. Magic missile.
Okay. Let me
you could fireball, it's tempting. Actually. Yes.
Soul resistant. You can fireball me.
There's the whole part. Or all of you fire resistant.
No. I'm immune to third level spells.
And I'm fire resistant.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I've hurt me.
Oh, right.
I'm in plate mail.
Oh, you're on the roof behind
me. Spell resistant.
You hurt me, but I can usually jump out of the way.
You've got evasion.
Yeah.
So
again, spell. Just the cleric.
The one you don't want to be fireballed to death.
Oh, well, magic missile. Go on.
Spell resistance.
Natural 20, plus 10 makes 30.
Cool.
That should have been a fireball.
If you have spells that buff the fighters and things like that, it gets around this spell resistance problem.
Yes. Or you use things like acid arrow, which creates something that then causes damage.
Mm. Okay, one.
The white bar.
Same way it works on that.
Well, we'll work on that. We might not come off again.
16 points of damage.
Yep. Okay, exactly.
Carrick.
What are you doing?
I cast Bear's Endurance on Aaron.
Okay.
For a good reason.
You are enduring.
What's Bragdor doing?
Bragdor, all about him.
He's just sitting in the back going, yay, cheer!
He's cheering. He'll come in and help Bragdor, having rolled a 1 for his initiative and general intelligence,
he rolled the same initiative as me.
We'll be going on 0.
No, fair enough.
He's last. That's why he hasn't gone yet. But he will go this round last after anyone else. Who's next?
Okay, Aaron.
I'm in combat, so I can't really cast.
You are good combat casting.
You have concentration.
Yes, you have concentration. Should have.
I'm a little concentration.
Yeah.
Something in combat with me.
Yeah.
You can take a fast step back and cast whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm peppering it from a distance. It's about 100 feet away.
I'm over here, lads. You keep going. very good, yes.
Binoculars.
Yeah. I'll just let off a few more.
If you let them on at increased level, so we can get increased range.
Yeah. How's the fight going, lads?
Fight as far away.
Don't bother me.
You need those eyeballs to go look for it.
Why do all the magicians wear spectacles? Because they need the bloody binoculars! Yes, he's fighting from somewhere background there.
Preston Mumbo, then.
What the hell does that do?
I didn't even understand what that
is. You get floating motes with your head that you
find. I get D4 floating motes around my head.
Oh, is this a Pharaoh spell?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mote of light.
Shiny light.
Who suddenly entered the extra
magic rather than MOH. Yeah.
You have got two magic users that entered the party, plus
a tank.
Pious peach boy here.
He's a tank.
What does it do? We're going to have to start kind of spinning rage on things.
Something. Well, these things are evil. They are, aren't they? They're
drow.
There's a little mote of electricity that's flowing around my head.
Something
more damage. Then direct off to hit.
Okay. I need to make a roll. You need to make a con roll so you can get to the
attack. I officially pronounce you the broken.
It depends on the steps back.
Oh, you're taking a 5-foot step back and then casting it.
Do I need to get the attack on the for me step? Oh, it's fine.
No.
I'll
take 5-foot step back.
Yeah.
Which is where I think this falls down
first
very
edition,
badly.
There was no
fight. Well, I think that falls down very badly because it means the guy moves back and the guy doesn't automatically follow him. The trained drow fighter doesn't automatically follow his foe.
He's the trained wizard.
Yeah, but so, trained doing it. Yeah, but not shouldn't be training toe-to-toe fighting at all, should he really?
No.
Running away,
hugging off things like combat casting.
Distracts the drow.
Look over there, a zeppelin!
Go.
What's spell distance?
Yes.
What are those? Oh, yeah.
21.
That'll do. What does it do?
46 electricity damage.
I think for the new era you should be playing behind your super
15
uber GM screen.
15. I assume they're not.
You played against that in the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to roll a dice to do it.
Yeah. Little door. I really want to take a picture of it and put it up online.
Well, you want next time, we'll swap places and you can use your screen of death if you want.
My screen of death, so I can maybe hit Steve.
Yeah! Oh,
there's a Wendy! And another one, that's a crit!
What you want is a mechanical device that you drop a D20 into, that's battery powered, that rolls it around, but then knows to stop on the number you want. So you kind of roll it goes and twists around your D20 in the little kind of well.
So it stops.
Yes. Yeah. You roll a tip.
You want
kind
someone
of
to build him an electronic cheating device.
Dragon bone with fixed numbers. Bing.
Just automatically lights up the top one.
Still haven't found the dragon.
No, bone. They don't exist anymore. They're all broken.
Well, you could probably get them fixed. You just find a
button. That's me now.
Who's next?
Me.
Go on then, fighty.
How much damage should you have done then?
Should have been doing an extra point of damage per attack.
Oh, we'll let you off with that.
Oh no, that would have made all the difference between how unconscious they were.
I attack the Dryad at once.
Uh-huh.
I use my Stunning Fist ability.
Right.
Hopefully to stun him for a round.
Okay.
I'll lie.
Can you stun him?
Hit him.
You stun him? Because they're not just humanoids.
Well, part of it's humanoid, it's the top part of it.
I can just stun it.
Okay, you stun anything.
The monster's humanoid, isn't he? There is an aberration.
Well, the top half's human.
You have to look him up and you're
humanoid. And it's not like it's got.
Doesn't know what?
It'd be really weird if it was a pair of humanoid legs and then a kind of spider top. It was like,
do you have dark vision?
Just kind of.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sweet, a slave from side to side. The legs got the support.
I'm not questioning the knowledge, I'm just wondering
would it have like extra spider legs on top of the two human?
Just kind of dragging the two human legs.
Yeah, that'd be only.
Driders are aberrations.
Oh, okay.
not having a particularly humanoid physique.
Oh boy.
Other than the sort of upper
humanoid torso.
Yeah, but it's the important bit, isn't it? It's got the head and the chest area. Yeah, well, Spider-Man, he was very lucky where his spinnerets ended up, wasn't he?
The only things that
the only good bit
are
about
constructs, oozes, plants, undead, incorporeal creatures, and creatures immune to critical hits.
Cool. You can stun him then.
I'm cold.
Are you cold?
I might have to put my blanket on.
Banky. It's always a bad sign for the sleeping curse.
Well, he takes damage first.
Okay.
Are we going to get to the 25 or we're going to just say to Mortis, look, we know you're going to try fighters. We're going to tell you the outcome now. Just don't bother. Just put down your arms.
No, we just put Steve in a room with everything. Let him at least half the problem and then go after everything.
Make a fortitude
change. Oh, he's so good at that.
Steve the Peacemaker.
What does he need?
He brings peace.
20 he's got.
Wow.
He brings sleep. About that.
He's not stunned. What are we going to do with the other attacks?
Right, okay, I'm going to run over and stand in front and stand between him and the other drow.
All right. The golden boy.
Okay. Oh, you're hasty, don't you?
His name I keep forgetting. We
could, okay,
could do anyway.
Okay, go on.
Tell on the tile.
He doesn't have a rat on me.
He's going to be shit at that, isn't he? With his intelligence of one and his ability to miss you.
Intelligence. He will concentrate mainly on trying to breathe.
Thanks. Remember, in, out.
That's probably the drow. He's a gender wreck.
The drow follows you.
Oh,
it's assisting his friend.
That's a point.
Well, did you I assume I've moved out of his radius.
Yeah, you will have done. You mean
the drow that was behind me?
Oh, him. Sorry, I thought you meant the other one. And you moved into the other one's radius. He was already fighting. So would he get calm, or would he still fight with you?
It's anyone who enters the area, so he gets safe.
No, I disagree with that. He's in combat. He's not going to be peaceful. His life's at risk.
You use it in combat. You use it to calm barbarians, for heaven's sake.
Well, you knew the character he was making, so...
He fails. The character fighting you...
The GM, we should rage against
sits down and has a sandwich.
Oh.
The other one...
What kind of sandwich?
A nice sandwich. Right.
Made with the flesh of lawful good creatures.
The other one pulls his heavy crossbow and shoots you.
What did I do?
You're a wizard.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I've got a big spidery I belong to the drow army thing on.
Unfortunately, you've...
Look, big spider!
Natural 20, potential threat. Roll the 1. He hits you. Unfortunately, it's only a big crossbow, so it only does 6 points of damage.
Oh, dear. That's a bit of my false life gone. There we go.
Oh. Who's next?
The Drider.
The Drider would love to cast some of its wondrous magical spells, but can't.
Because it can't remember its own name.
No.
What's this? It's a wall.
His mate's in combat. It's going to run over and try and help him.
Intelligence 1! You can't get lower!
Yeah. Well, that's all he does. He follows his friends around, effectively.
Lucky he can do that.
Attempts to protect them in combat, even though he stood there, sat eating a sandwich. It rolls again against
him. It's going to do a Clyde, isn't it? It's just going to wander around.
It will.
Going,
yeah.
He's made it.
Yay!
Does that mean Clyde's got intelligence
1? I guess Will doesn't go down, does it?
No.
It's still as wise. It's an 8. 26 power. Then. Mm. It's still as wise, it's just damn stupid.
Yeah.
It runs in.
And hits who?
This would be damn fine to the time to cast spells. I wish I knew some.
It's going to try and hit you, Mr. Steve. Because it's stupid. Mm. And only has plus 5. And fails. It misses you. Mm. Who's next?
Failing.
Do you damage from your rotting acid stuff? Yes.
The same two.
Two
people.
Yeah.
That would be 6.
Nice. Mm. Oh, this is interesting.
Yep.
Mm. What are you doing now? Chat to them. Mm. Can you, if you subdue the Drider, that would be quite interesting.
What are you doing now?
Why may all stop attacking?
Should we get it?
We had this problem early on in the dungeon. We actually talked to things. And then actually, we didn't kill things. And now they just attack us.
Yeah.
They're not very friendly.
Unfortunately, you're getting to the region where things have an opinion.
Yeah, but they won't even talk to us about their opinions. Yeah. They just
their opinion
anyway.
Is you should be dead.
Yes, that's generally the drow opinion.
At least the orcs like, hello, how are you doing? Yeah, all right, we'll just move on. All right, then, fine.
Yeah, but the drow have an opinion that even the drow should be dead.
Really?
Yeah, that they war with each other all the time. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going to fire again.
Okay, roll back to it.
How long do I stay up in the ceiling.
A long time.
I don't have to worry about falling off.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
It's
like
minutes.
That,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yep, that's fine.
Nice.
And roll the hit.
19.
Get it.
2d6, 2d4. I like 2d6 better.
Yeah.
4.
It falls to the ground, rotting slowly with acid.
Oh. Oh dear.
Hammer's injured.
Elder.
What's left?
One calm drow, and one drow shooting you with a crossbow.
Well, the one shooting you with a crossbow is going to get it.
Go on then.
What to use? Where are you, Mr. Cleric?
Next to the wizard.
Right. Okay. Well, better do.
The drow shooting with a crossbow stood by the doors. It was the one that ran in for him and went out. But he ignored.
I was going to give him a fiery death, but not if the cleric's around. So we'll just go back to the old standby magic machine gun method.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll spell resistance for drow? 21.
Double loop.
Ooh! Take this for hitting me!
It's difficult.
5, 8, 10, 15, 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Ooh, Bragdo.
Smash the fleshy ones.
Bragdo, one.
Not those fleshy ones, those fleshy ones.
Sort of lumbers over to the one with the crossbow.
Pass within 20 feet of me.
No, he doesn't. He walks around you. He knows he likes to be angry, so.
Yeah. I mean, we can't hit stuff if we're too close to you.
In principle,
you can't. Yeah. You have to make wills there.
That's right.
Everybody who is calm cannot take any kind of action at all. You can't turn it off.
Pants!
I like
being angry.
He walks carefully around you and goes to smack the other guy.
Oh!
Probably miss.
Oh no,
probably. He's not very good, his Bragdor, really.
No.
He's a bit of a meathead, but not very good.
No kidding.
He's my personal pony.
Yeehaw.
We all remember Buglack. He was your personal pony.
Yeah, he helped you reach the strange in the sky.
He does manage a 14, which isn't
actually,
that bad.
Isn't Bragdor bigger than Buglack?
Yes.
Oh, he's going to be much bigger.
Who's next?
Carrick.
He's it. Buglack was the only one who decided to die.
Sorry. Go.
I don't know what to do.
Roll random one. This is the problem with high levels. It's like...
Finn, just hit it.
Run in here. Everyone, time stop. I've got to pick a spell off this huge...
Ah, yes, that's a good idea.
Cast time stop.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah. I have ring of wishes.
I smack it.
Well, how's my wishes?
Which one?
21. 22.
Just...
I wonder if any of our shiny new party can react to the ring of wishes.
21.
You hit it. Damage.
Maybe one of them will let the sword.
This is subdual.
Oh yes.
Is it?
15 points subdual.
Why are you doing subdual to
the base of mercy?
So that's 15 points subdual on the one you were fighting.
No, the one that's carrying the crossbow.
Yes, the one
carrying the crossbow.
That was attacking
the Buglack's fight.
Buglack's fight. He was attacking the main. The other main.
That's 15 on the.
Did you make these names up for them? Have they named that in the.
Bragdor's named that in the.
What about Buglack?
No, he was made up. Okay. Who's next?
Aaron.
Everyone's attacking the one who's attacking you. Very nice.
Who's just sat down
and
having a sandwich?
Yeah. Are they all calm now then?
The one with the crossbow, is it?
No, alright, that's what I thought.
He can be hit by a lesser orb of sound.
Oh!
Is that an attack spell?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it will serve.
Yeah.
Nope, 13.
No. Then he's not.
Okay.
You want to, but you can't.
Where did I get my +2 versus poison spells and spell-like effects from?
The belt.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine then.
Are you doing anything else? You go, No,
Kung Fu Chop!
I'll stay near you. I'll stay near you.
Do a dance.
Who's next?
Me.
What are you doing?
He's not doing anything, is he?
No, he's sat down.
How far away is the...
Go on, crossbow.
Yeah, more than 20 feet away, isn't he?
Probably. He's on by the door again.
Run up, your move base is like huge.
It is, yeah. That means the other guy.
We'll start attacking.
Can you not work out a midpoint?
No.
Damn. Here we are then.
Is my AC higher against traps?
No, not really.
It's so low. It's 23 versus traps.
Oh, yes.
Whip out my sling.
Okay.
I'm slinging.
you're going to sling him.
Sling crossbow.
And of course, this guy doesn't care to make an attack of opportunity.
Huh? Which one are you slinging?
Well, he could do what he wanted to.
No, he could try to. That's a will save. You hit him.
Oh boy.
He rolled over his. Yeah.
Go on.
That's not too good, actually.
Oh dear.
That's only.
Is your sling subduing?
Yeah.
You've turned a 4 into a 15.
Yeah.
He falls unconscious.
15 on a d6 is quite good.
He's unconscious.
My strength is plus 9.
Unconsciousness. There's only one guy left, conscious.
Is that a crossbow guy?
Yeah.
At which point I turn around to him and go,
surrender.
Surrender to us.
Let me 2d4. Just for your acid.
But my thing I was acid in was dead.
Yeah, but it's another round.
Oh, okay.
That might.
7.
That might put him beyond the reach of healing.
That was one of the rounds.
Sorry. That's
not your fault. Well, it is, but then what?
Next.
I kill everything.
One drone just sits there.
Abandon these merciless killers.
Luckily, I haven't told the rest of the new party about that.
What are you doing?
I'm asking this guy to surrender.
He puts it out. You've got a special swangy ability, haven't you?
What?
He says, yeah, of course I will.
Calm down! Calm down!
It's undercommon. But you know, ask him for a oath of some description.
Yes, yeah, I can do. You forget about that.
The oath of do-nothingness.
Yeah.
You won't attack us. If you have that many shiny broken abilities, you've forgotten this one.
You have to write a list of your shiny abilities down, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it? I'm going to love to see you post this on the web. I really am going
to see where I'm waiting to see the stat blog.
Yeah.
I've forgotten all my abilities, there's so many of them.
Right. Yeah, I ask you for an oath of surrender.
Interfere
with it at all, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, no problem. if I say so.
The oath of whatever.
Why don't you let me go?
Not yet.
You don't join the forces against us.
It's going to get killed. I am already in the forces against you.
You've taken an oath of surrender.
You have to surrender or I'll melt you with my acid.
The guy's doomed because he's
a drow. A small voice above your head.
Way, if you broke the oath, these people are at no qualms to kill you.
I like killing stuff.
Actually, me.
You're weird. whatever you say. All right.
You have to put a sign on his cloak or something so we know which one he is. So if he goes against us,
so
we won't be able
to kill him. It's easy to see then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I won't do that then. I'm going to tell him this.
In which case, we will leave you here. I will subdue you into unconsciousness if necessary.
Can I burn him?
It's not very nice and peaceful, is it? I'm all calm.
But you will not tell them.
Can I turn him green?
No.
You don't want to. You're all calm.
We could just tie you up here.
But there's nothing particularly aggressive about turning someone green.
No, true. Except for the fireball that comes out instead.
That kind of lands on him.
It was a mistake! It was supposed to be something else!
It was a rhino!
You managed to summon two rhinos and say a bite. How funny was that?
Yeah, we were hoping they were a breeding pair till it died.
Until the giant
rhino bounced through the dungeon.
Don't listen to a word they say, Richard. It just wasn't like that at all.
whatever. Whatever you say. I'll just head north now.
Is that what it was?
I can't remember. What the actual number now?
We'll remain here until we
leave. No, it must have been later.
It was the Uber battle.
Yeah, all right.
Wasn't it? Was it 22?
I'll go over here. He wanders over and sits down.
Should we interrogate the blacks?
The rest are unconscious.
Around us.
What are you doing?
How far away from Stephen, Mike? Can I not be aggressive at all?
You're on the roof. Probably.
Can we interrogate these
drow? Probably quite a way away from him.
We've not actually talked to any monsters.
I just want
to
be threatening.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, okay. Who's got the best charisma?
Me. No.
Oh, okay. No, suck. No. You can talk to him then, because you're all friendly and not wanting to harm.
What's your charisma?
Are you being anywhere near
17?
You bastard. Okay. Is anybody lower than 12?
No, I'm 12. No. That's it.
You bastard.
Joint ugliest.
Not ugly, I'm just not very good with people.
Yeah, she's dead pretty, just a bitch.
You've forgotten the amount of metal that's in and on her face.
Oh, yeah. Just a pierced.
You are severely pierced.
Yeah.
You're possibly
nice
with bits of orc flesh still hanging off some of them.
Oh, yeah. And if we ever go near a magnet room, beware, because your face will come off.
Just you boys remember to be nice to me, because I have a rod of wonder.
I'm the only woman in here.
Afraid to use it, because there is the angel
of the
mirror.
Did he put his sword down by
remember who got it out of you?
He actually pulled some rations out of a pouch and starts eating them.
Paul.
They look like crushed up spiders in a cake.
Lovely. Spider cake.
Mmm, gooey.
Can I have some of that?
I make his cake less cranky.
I'm up here.
Purify it.
Oh, you purify the spider cake.
He throws you some. What the hell have you done?
It's edible.
It is edible! Almost disappears.
Do I have a spidey bit still? Because you threw my bit.
Yeah, yeah, he's tripped you a bit.
What does it look like?
It's like crushed up spiders in a cake.
I purify that bit as well.
Damn you! No fun! I like to go root better.
Hey, friend.
That costs money expect? To whatever place it is. Fortnum Masons or whatever, those strange what scorpions in Selfridges. That's my house.
We keep threatening to buy you at half that.
Is this horrible? No, it's perfectly fine. Like in Selfridges where you can buy like scorpions and spiders in lolly sticks and stuff like that.
But that just isn't a lot of them do not eat spider stroke scorpion.
I've had locusts.
You can get the tequila lolly with a tequila worm.
Worm.
Yeah.
Worm.
Oh, I'll have one of them.
There's the scorpion vodka, which actually says the thing. Real scorpion, do not eat. Mm. What's the point?
Yeah, but wouldn't you...
It just adds that certain je ne sais quoi. That hint of scorpion.
It's like stupid Goldschlager, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
gold. Yeah.
Stupid.
What a waste of gold. Mind you, all passes through in the end. So,
maybe you could
connect to your claim. It's horrible.
But I want to do something like that.
Yeah, I've eaten a scorpion. No, I've eaten some
kebab scorpion. Your choice.
Sweet corn every half hour, and 1, 2, 3 bits of sweet corn. There's a scorpion.
Yeah,
I mean he's a strange man.
Are you talking about the guy we all know?
Yes.
Who? Yeah,
Mr. Jones.
Indeed.
Yes. The lecturer eats fish and shits in a bucket.
Yeah.
See, okay, I think that my relationship with Bone might have been quite skewed by the fact that when I first met him, I went, "You poo in buckets, don't you?" And he went, "Yeah."
Not all the time.
And then he told me that he had an NBQ in cleanliness or something, and I was like,
"Question is, do you want to shake his hand?"
It were a very clean bucket.
Never knew about sweet corn doing that.
Yeah, the timers.
Yeah, I know because you don't digest that part of sweet corn. I didn't know that until he told me that. I've been to seminars with cathologists, and they're not people you
see,
really
you'll be very proud of the fact that 2 weeks ago, I did a seminar on poo. I ran a seminar on poo.
On poo.
It was great.
There's a guy who used
How did you end up running a seminar on poo?
Because I said to Ingrid...
She was the only one in her class willing to stand on the desk at the front and shit in a bucket.
No, what I did...
I think reason there's an explicit tag.
Yeah, here we go again.
I told Ingrid I would do something about bones, meaning bones, and she thought I would do something about bones, as in Bone Joneses. So that's why, because he concentrates on poo.
never go to a caprologist's house and go into their fridge. It's just not a good idea.
See, I can tell you everything you need to know about archaeological.
Yeah. Oh no!
Not anymore!
It was fine until he got the samples out, which he really did.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. We had lots and lots of samples.
He did an archaeology
society. There's nothing wrong with a coprolite. He's obviously got a fresh one.
there were some fox ones that were really stinky.
Did he show you the fossilised Viking one, the famous one?
Yeah, the big gold one.
Yeah, that's the one he brought out. Cause it's mounted. It's actually mounted in its own little platform and
thing. It's gilded.
Yeah, basically.
Imagine it, can't you? That's a particularly nice shit I've done. You know, I'll just cover that in gold.
A 1,000-year-old coprolite mounted.
Or he was particularly lucky and just shat gold.
No, he had Goldschlager.
Yeah, that's what it was. Too much Goldschlager.
Just shit gold.
Well, you think it's an exciting job.
You know, it's like too much Guinness tends your shit black. Yeah. Too much Goldschlager tends your shit to solid gold.
It's like beetroot, isn't it?
Solid gold.
Can we go to the supermarket after we've done this?
Buy Goldschlager, Guinness and beetroot.
Do you know how much you have to drink to gild your...
I do! What's wrong with that?
Apparently lots of beetroot makes your pee go pink.
It does. Really? Yes, you to do it as a kid because my granddad used to go.
I've never seen this and I'm still.
You're a lady, you sit and pee. We're men, we watch it for aiming purposes.
Well, is it Fianna Fáil in that pee go funny colour as well?
Quite positive. We don't use it anymore. It's used as laxative.
And Sunny Delight makes it turn orange.
So most of it won't actually be absorbed.
Sunny Delight is.
But the compologist told us these great stories about, you know, how exciting it was to go in these caves and then excavate 5,000-year-old diarrhea.
Yeah, that's what I was having to do. There was two of us doing it.
Well, it still has remarkable similarities.
And the way that they process it, they do a smell test, for God's sake. They pour liquid on it and see how chemical testing techniques.
You look at it, you smell it.
Yeah, they have an odorometer or something.
You taste it.
Sorry, we're still going.
It's a dedicated career. They're always recruiting.
Anyway, I'm not going to be a
pig scientist.
I asked the dragon about the room to the north.
Yeah, I live up there.
That's where my toilet is when I shit.
I mean,
I've not done that for a while.
It's all right, you know.
We don't eat. You don't shit.
You know, a lot of stuff.
No. Is it just stabby. Your fighting types?
No.
What is your name?
Your family's
name?
No, it just does.
Is that just your combat ready types?
We're all combat ready.
Even your young?
Yeah. Otherwise they're dead, aren't they?
Can I have a pet baby drow?
No.
No.
I like
sentient
pets.
Sentient beings are not pets.
Can I have cats as a pet?
Yeah.
I like rats. I had a pet rat once.
Ask him who he works for.
So pet rat?
Who's his master?
Yeah.
Maybe
all right.
He's just there.
Oh, I thought you were leading interrogation, but that's fine. Okay. Who do you work for?
Interrogation? I'm just asking you about the area.
Who do you work for?
He laughs at you.
I breathe in his face. Who do you work for? I haven't brushed my teeth in over a year. Who do you work for?
That's particularly grim.
Can I be good, Cole?
You wouldn't believe the things I've kissed.
And then again, you haven't eaten in days.
It's very grim. Very grim.
Can he be our friend? Can he join?
Does he say who he works for?
No, he's not going to tell you.
Why?
You can't. He's not stupid. He definitely isn't your friend. How many weeks?
If you don't tell us who you work for, my shiny friend here will talk to you, and he won't stop.
If you don't tell us what we want to know, Balazar tends to make people dead.
No, he won't.
He'll make hairy nubbins.
Well,
no, bald nubbins.
As long as you retain your oath of surrender, then he won't.
Yeah, whatever.
Can't I just kill him a little bit?
When the doors open that they came out,
mm-hmm.
if I peer down there,
resurrection
yes.
in their group.
Take out your eyes.
There's another room. About the same size as this one.
Does torture make you evil?
Yeah.
You're evil anyway.
No, torture doesn't make you evil. Wanting to do torturing means you're evil.
No.
I'm not sure if you read this book, torture is evil.
What? No, I meant... You know what I mean. Yes, there's another room about the size of this one, you think. We should door.
Shall we carry on? There's a kind of mobile version of Guantanamo Bay.
This one's not going to help us. He's pacified now, yes?
For the time being.
Can we kill him?
He's taken an oath of surrender. We should not face him again.
But he's evil! We don't believe his oath of surrender.
If I'm nice, will you teach me stuff like Bastion was going to?
Not come across that.
Golden.
There's so many gods. You know, there's far too many gods.
I only
or not
know
enough.
About my own deity.
That's rubbish. Will you teach me good stuff?
Yes.
Yay!
Magic, good thing.
I like magic.
First, I will break your leg. Doesn't that feel better? Feel the cleansing pain.
Purity of thought
you
follows the agony.
Didn't mean it. I'm not really going to hell.
That's quite funny.
No, probably not.
Just popped out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like so much.
Verbal diarrhea, I told you. Special
life. Heading north.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. This room has seen more than its share of ill use. The carvings on the walls, once proud, have acquired a dust from the cracked ceilings. Doors leading out of this room are set in every wall, and they actually are this time.
Come on then.
Hello, Bob.
Do
George?
Down here.
Is it George?
Yes.
Yes. Door to the north, door to the east, door to the west.
She does, you just don't see it. She moves so fast.
Door to the south. You haven't opened.
Hey, Clyde.
Anyway, door being rogue.
Nope, they've all rushed down to assist their mate.
Any other big devices that make loud noise in
nope.
this room?
Nope, nope.
Any of the doors open?
Nope, except for the one coming.
Okay.
North? North's always good. Well, North reminds me of what?
You said there were lots of drow to the west of here.
It would be the west, yes. Yes.
Perhaps we should go and
meet them?
If their home is this way, perhaps we should
say hello.
Try and see if they know a way out of
here. Why didn't you ask that chap?
Could have done.
Whoops! Let's go back. He's only just down the corridor. Not difficult. Right.
Where are you going?
I want to meet more people.
West then.
West. The door.
Go west.
Five. That's not going to be very good, is it?
You think it is not trapped?
So gives me 19.
You don't think the door is trapped?
Fidey, come here.
Oh,
I would go with your feeling.
The door opens into a short
corridor. I rolled 20 the next time.
Which ends in a door.
Help.
Right.
Who built this? Oh, we'll have a short corridor with two doors at the end of it. Whoa. We've got loads of doors left over. So let's just put them in the middle of the corridor.
We've got a really good deal.
On many, many doors.
For God's sake.
Buy 5,000, 5,000 fruit.
This place is just... There's not a single step.
But unfortunately, we mistimed the order. Put down 50,000.
Look, all the doors are the same. They're like this or they're like that. They just bolt them in bulk and then blah, 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 blah. We have three different types. Thank you.
Is this door trapped?
Oh, please.
You want him to come and say hello? It's not trapped.
Hello. No, you're probably a small room, about 20 by 20. Seems to be some kind of storeroom that would sort of feed a guard room.
Okay. Anybody just in here?
Yes, I can feel it.
Sorry.
Minging!
A voice from within me could feel
in the land of Ming.
Smells as well.
Ming the Merciless. Oh, it does. It smells.
Now fuck your rank. Get out of my house.
It's my character.
Get out of my house. This is not a lab.
Is this called roleplay?
There's just sort of various icky dark elven foods just.
And any exits? Probably not.
Nope. Afraid not.
Oh, okay.
You need less steroids, you're too active.
Should be through this wall. Possibly. I don't know in here.
Oh.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
No, right. Brave adventurers, let's go back.
Had there been a door there, you'd be fine.
But there is there not a secret door that I could find?
Maybe a search. Oh, yeah, we're doing stone cunning, come.
That would just be you.
Okay, oh, how do I cast a spell that I've learned then?
Like, use it.
Just do it.
Okay, do I need to roll then?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's no secret doors at the end.
Damn you for letting me waste my only spell.
Aww.
Oh,
I did strong cut.
How long did it last?
Fell down.
Come on.
Don't know. I am continually alert for cracks.
Or the crushed death load.
I think it's concentration.
I think it might be, yeah.
Bully.
Who?
Clyde. Just
I'm kind of secretly outlawed for a little step.
Protect secret doors is concentration up to a minute a level. So you can maintain it for a while you wander around if you like.
I'm going to have to start doing calisthenics or something.
Okay, where are you going? North or east?
North. North?
Yeah.
North's good.
There's a door.
Is it locked?
One day I will learn overland.
When I say that, what I mean is it actually shut and is it worth me doing all the rest
of it? It should.
Okay. Sorry.
Just assume all doors are shut unless they're open.
No, because I'll roll for traps and then you'll go, oh, the door's open.
Yeah.
Actually, that has happened.
Yeah, I'm very sorry.
I'm quite good at impersonating Hal, aren't I? Sorry. I will roll for traps. On my...
Search.
32.
It's just wrong! It's just not right!
I probably don't find them.
You don't think the door is trapped?
Ha ha. I open it.
You open the door.
Boom! It was locked.
Hmm.
There's a whole series of claws climbing up the side of the table with that heckle.
Six drow turn around and run at you.
Surrender!
Down the long corridor.
Woohoo! You're already defeated!
Ooh, 16 again.
Well, you've got to try, haven't you?
Six.
6.
You stand not a chance against the might of our party.
I sort of spread out as they run down the corridor.
Initiative.
Oh, damn. That's what we wouldn't have to do. 12. Not bad, actually. It's kind of mean.
14.
Good point.
13.
All the last again.
So far.
I like to choose my attacks.
Yeah, unfortunately, if everyone else has gone before you and you choose a fireball, it causes problems.
Not for me, it doesn't.
Not for me, it doesn't.
I hardly know you.
Does for me now.
So, they are going on.
Alizar quickly becomes not the only character not to
die. They are going on 27.
That's good. At least they get to me and go,
Well, maybe.
Right, sir.
They run. They get to you.
Well, there you go.
Four will. Wow. Two more are behind. They might use their crossbows. Of course, they may as well.
These guys are a bit better than the last lot.
Right, I will serve for them. Pass.
Yeah.
We all have to make 17. Saves as well, don't we?
Yeah. Yes. 17.
Except for me.
6. 3 of them go.
Hello.
One of them charges straight in.
It's all right, lads. I'm falling off the back.
Really. And misses. But he's in combat and he's happy. The other two shoot their crossbows at you.
Can I make a woot attack?
Miss. Miss.
Who's next? I don't think woot would be that effective in combat.
I never knew woot was so handsome.
Smack
should take a photo of him and put him on the side.
I might do that.
Yeah, it's good. I didn't realise he was that kind of charismatic. Very good.
Yeah, I'll use me quarterstaff.
Choices.
I might even throw your blows as he detects me.
Oh, what a choice! A menu of options before you.
Yeah. I'd have some of that.
Well, the lowest was 19.
It's just not like overall 3d20 every time. It's just like, no.
No, Mr. Clark.
Kind of cool, but
not evil.
Thing wrong. Yes.
Yes, they
drown. They actually give me it, but I assume so. Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Except for the one secret follower of Elistray.
Yeah, he's hidden in the back. 50.
He falls unconscious to the ground.
Oh, is that the goody?
So the god of drow.
Yeah.
It's the cop-out drow god.
The cop-out drow god.
So you can still be a drow and a player.
Oh, right. So it's for all four people in the world.
Drow are hard. They're very good.
There's not many following. I follow the evil god. Yeah.
The circles do affect everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my previous characters met Lolf. Then we kicked her ass. That was quite a high level of magic. She ran away.
I don't know whether it's people you choose.
What we're looking for. Oh my god, where'd you get all these new spells from? Just look normal standard spells. You can't cure that
room. We kicked her ass on her own.
Circles of death.
Oh, the...
Is
that
like a circle of fuck?
Quite.
That's a circle of death, which is a level 6 wizard spell.
I didn't play it for
a long time.
Circle of Doom.
Says it, first level.
Circle of Sequestered Magic.
Yeah, maybe you're blasted.
3.0. Book with you.
Yeah.
And have a look, see what it does.
Hang on.
See what the equipment
does. Right, it says deals 1d8 plus 1 per level damage to all dyers.
Yes, all the.
I assume that might
be.
Bambi!
Mass inflict. Light wounds.
Is that what it is? You killed Bambi's mother!
Mass inflict?
Yeah, mass inflict light wounds.
Which is what level?
5.
Okay. It's now mass inflict light wounds, apparently. Inflict light wounds mass deals 1d8 damage plus 1 per level to many creatures, apparently.
It is people you select.
Alright, okay.
I should pick them and the annoying dwarf. No,
I am not annoying!
It's a crazy dwarf.
I'm lovable.
Inflict light wounds. Mass.
In a series of small cute little dolls.
Negative energy spreads out in all directions from the point of origin, dealing 1d8 points of damage plus 1 per caster level, maximum 25, to nearby living creatures. Like other inflict spells, mass inflict wounds cures undead in the area. Cleric capable of spontaneous casting inflict may also spontaneous cast mass inflict. Close range... target one creature per level, no two of which can be more than 30 feet apart.
So it is targeted.
Can I get them all?
No, the two are standing back shooting crossbows, you can't.
But how far away are they?
Probably about 40 feet.
Okay.
Ish.
Was that close range? In which case he can get more.
Yeah, but he won't get the rest, will he? Because they'd be 30 feet away from their mates.
Yeah. They're 30 feet away from their mates. If they're 40 feet away from him.
Sure. So I was well, 10 feet behind you.
Well, I was at the front opening the door.
Sorry. So I kept using 5 feet squares because it really confuses me because I imagine you standing there and the party behind you rather than neatly arrayed 5 feet apart. It really confuses me in my head.
Did somebody say that D&D was getting too complex?
It would never
it's
be.
It's not complex. It's just like wargaming, isn't it?
Door, surely.
Yeah. Oh, the no. What's the point of having someone up in the door?
Take to roll quite play. A way away. Yeah. To be stood.
It's not that far away.
5 feet is no distance at all.
Yeah.
Shorter than a human being.
Probably less than this room.
What, 5 feet?
5 feet is no, shorter than I am. Oh, 5 feet standard is not very high.
Okay. Yes, you can. That.
Hooray. And I have to roll 6 times for this spell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can Paul and Steve be aware that Clyde is being vaguely under their feet?
Oh, he's right.
Right. 24.
He's not as reactive as he can.
19.
Mm-hmm.
26.
Mm-hmm.
12. Natural 20!
Natural 20!
5 are affected, 1 is not. We'll call him the 5th one along, he's not infected.
Infected.
Oh.
The 5th column.
Oh, there are only 5, apologies. The last one is not infected, the other one is unconscious on the ground.
Ah. So, is that not still effective?
You have to target him. You can choose not to target him.
Well, he's unconscious on the floor.
Right. Oh,
okay.
And the last one is not affected. Go on then. Affect the 3 calm ones.
D8 plus
10. So what counts as an attack spell and what?
D8 plus 10.
That probably doesn't count as an attack spell.
No, we consider that an attack spell.
Well, we'll say.
Yep. Yeah, 14. Yeah. Hang on. Yep. Yeah. 12, 14 and...
12.
Will.
And...
14. 11. 3. Okay. So 12, 14 and 16. What's that?
12, 14, 12 and 16.
12, 14, 12 and 16.
Bring in the computers.
Got it. Ah! They all save.
We're going to have to make a will save.
We don't need tracking programs.
Oh, no. Make me a will save.
You can't fail, to be honest. That's a cleric.
21.
Okay. Are they now able to attack?
Probably.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
Because the party has attacked them regardless of the source of the calming effect. Because otherwise you just stand there and don't do anything and the party murders everything around you.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I can go over there not retaliating if they're doing that.
What?
So they wouldn't be able to kill them.
What do you mean?
Without taking huge penalties.
Well, what about that?
Well, they wouldn't be attacking if they were just stood there doing nothing.
No.
And so they wouldn't be able to kill them without taking huge penalties.
You mean the party?
Okay. Come on, Blindy. Come on.
Okay, who's next?
Failing.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
There's 3 that...
I'm kind of confused as to what was going on.
There's a doorway in which Steve is
so we're all behind you?
Yes.
Because I opened the door.
Yeah.
The door is... Oh, look! The door is 10 feet wide.
10 feet wide?
Well, 8 feet wide or so.
So who stood in the doorway?
Steve.
Anybody
there were three drow on the other side who did go,
huh?
But have now just gone, ah! And seem to be reaching for their long swords.
Okay. Can I charge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I tumble behind them and stab them in the back?
In principle, yes.
You're still invisible, by the way. Well, no, you're not invisible, you're just...
It's not quite right. That good a duration.
Go, go, go.
However, before you actually get stabbed, them, you have to make a roll save.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I rolled 20 altogether on my tumble.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's good.
And now I need to do a will save.
Yeah.
Yep. You tumble through, you turn around, pull your knife, and just go,
meh.
Oops. Who's next?
Aaron.
I'd like to hit them, please. I wasn't going to do them any serious damage.
Go.
Anything that I really want to cast at crap people?
Just hit them with a fist. It feels good if it's
crap people.
Go on.
You're not worth a spell.
I'm going to wish you die of old age.
That's an insult, isn't it? You're not worth a spell.
Especially when you've got crap loads like you've got.
Go on, punch him. It'll feel good.
Punch
flesh on flesh.
Oh, sure. Go on, phantasmal killer one.
Phantasmal
killer. Wait till you see the rhinos.
Mm. I'm waiting for the rhinos.
I'm just wandering around aimlessly going,
ooh.
No one knows like a rhino knows.
What are you doing?
Okay. Well, I'm going to try fucking all the sound lesser again.
Ooh. Okay. Let me will serve.
Yes, come on.
25.
Yay!
Nice. Orbit sound. What's the range and durability?
Not in there.
Oh, is it?
So the close range or medium range?
Is it just trying to complete that game, but a splat book?
Yeah. That's what they are.
Splat!
Yeah.
Orb.
And the O.
That's
5d6.
Yeah, what's the break? What's the level?
Close.
An area of effect.
No, a person. A single person.
Oh, is it just a... Their head gets the roll of sound.
Whoa.
Okay.
And they catch the roll of sound and they go... And you throw it at them.
Oh, I see. Any specific one?
No.
The biggest, meanest.
Actually, it's 25.
There's three in sort of combat and there's two with crossbows.
How far back are the crossbow ones?
Said about 40 feet. Mm.
Is it within your range?
Yeah, that's within range. I'll hit one of them.
Get them.
The injured one or the non-injured one?
Non-injured one.
Okay.
Good choice.
Does it save at all?
They get 42 for partial.
But it's only the second concentrate your fire.
In that case, they get no saves at all.
Potential.
Because there is less one doesn't have a secondary effect.
True. Okay.
There's no lessening of damage by injury.
They usually have some form of secondary.
I know, that's true, actually. It doesn't lessen the damage.
Okay.
What is this
depending
one
on the damage of his spell, 5d6, you might
damage.
Yeah.
What's the partial damage on serve?
Possibly.
The probable sound has a 42 partial against being deafened.
And what does this one have?
Nothing, it just does damage.
No serve at all?
No serve at all? No serve.
Range touch attack.
Yeah. Fair enough. Did he hit?
5d6?
He hit.
No, wrong hit.
These drowns,
you need to roll spell resistance.
No, I don't think you do for that.
No spell resistance.
Okay, and then you need
to roll them.
Yeah, you need to roll a range touch attack. To hit.
What's that? Probably not.
It's a range touch or a spell resistance.
You
still have to roll d20 to determine success.
What?
If it's either a range touch attack or spell resistance.
17?
Will hit.
Unless the
numbers 19.
Are actually different.
Ouch.
You still have to roll a d20.
Yes.
So,
who's next?
Cleric will be very upset if he gets immolated. So
he's stood next to you.
Oh, in that case, fireball coming online.
Way back.
What are you aiming to catch in this fireball?
Everyone that's drow.
Everyone who's a drow.
Perhaps one or two aren't.
Okay, in casting your fireball coming online, you realise that if you cast it between the two groups of drow. Failing is there.
Oh. Oh dear.
You kill me and there will be trouble.
Alright, I might change.
You'll probably save.
You will invasion.
Plus you'll have been attacked and therefore you will become angry.
But only at him.
Do what you feel is necessary, Paul.
That's not good.
Oh, I'll do magic missile. You really did lightning bolt.
I didn't just intimidate you or anything. Sorry, it wasn't my intention to scare you.
She's got evasion.
She's got evasion.
She's got a magic save.
I don't know. I've got improved uncanny dots. There's always a chance. I have evasion, improved evasion.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't have it written down.
No, you don't have it.
I have evasion and improved uncanny dodge.
Yeah, because you went off into your temple.
I have plus two versus spells as well.
That's on traps, isn't it?
Oh, no, that's from being a...
That's from my belt.
Yeah. No, that was only on poison spells, wasn't it?
It says plus versus poisons, spells, and spell-like abilities.
Mm. Wow.
My belt's kick-ass.
Go on, fireball.
I've been itching to do one for ages. Right.
If the worst comes to the worst, I can always fix it.
Cast a fireball or kill another paladin.
As long as you don't put it down to more than minus 10, which you're not going to do.
No. It's not a huge fireball. You're 71.
Even if he rolls maximum, he's going to do 60.
You need to make me a will save.
Oh, right.
Do a fireball!
Do I?
Oh, yes, because you're standing near him.
Oh, God. Okay, we'll
see. We're going to start hating you.
Yeah, aren't you just...
29.
Okay. You can catch all of the drow and Phelan in your...
Fireballs of fire come from my hand.
Reflexive.
Ragdoll backs away and shakes his head.
I need more dice. My,
from a Ragdoll, I'm not just need you splattered
in. 10d6.
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 There's
3.
There's
3.
There's 8.
8 will do. 8 in these two. So
23 will dodge him, won't it? 23 will reflect out the way. You also, I'll let you roll those first before you make the spell resistance check.
Yeah, yeah, don't wear the numbers.
Oh, it's bouncing anyway.
Wasn't it just?
Yeah. 4, 5, 6.
If we were playing World of Darkness, that looks like a botch.
11.
Mob D6s.
13, 17, 19, 23.
I'm going to laugh at you. Yeah. You need to make me 5.
See, it wasn't that
spell
bad.
Resistance checks. Oh, no, you don't.
No.
You need to make me. Spell resistance is a conscious thing.
Nice.
His body is spell resistant.
Yeah.
You need to make me a roll then for spell resistance on 6 targets.
Okay. So I'd say make
this
roll
my. Because it summoned fire.
Yep.
And yeah.
What do you mean? No, the actual spell directs a ball, a little pea of fire, which then explodes. Yeah. So you can see it.
21.
Technically, they can go crap a fireball.
14.
So? I can go crap a fireball. That doesn't give me spell resistance.
No.
28.
Yeah.
One more. 23.
That's 6.
Oh, hang on. 27.
That's fine. One has served. Now I've got to roll for reflex serves. One does no reflex serve. What damage did you do?
I'm smug in my reflex saving abilities.
You must take him to 63.
Although that was almost before his roll.
The actual damage increased is...
What?
Above his...
No,
I only rolled a 6.
What the hell was he on top?
Yeah, but when his actual damage reduces...
You're getting used to avoiding my fireballs, man.
The point where he will be dead, he's dead.
Right.
Yeah.
So technically he's just taken more damage.
He's further down to the negatives from subdual, but the actual damage he takes, if that exceeds his hit points, he dies.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
No,
all
not
this
dead.
Subdual is annoying.
Cause a huge amount of extra bookkeeping.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Let's all do subdual.
Thanks,
we are,
lads.
Aren't we?
Can't we just say they're permanently asleep? You know what I mean?
Okay, hang on. Phil...
Well, they are unconscious.
Potential pass.
Reflex
19. Will that reflex up?
Not that you would. I think it more is merciful.
Yes, it will.
What do I need?
18.
Two pass. 29 damage, yeah?
23 from the fireball.
23, so that's...
It wasn't a very big fireball.
23.
I blame your dice!
I blame the Swiss.
Yes.
I blame the Swiss.
What are they going to do about it?
35.
Impose banking restrictions.
Yes.
On you. On you. They control lots of things.
I don't know.
They are listening.
The gnomes of Zurich are watching you.
You do know that one person from every major organisation and company in the world listens to this audio just
one
in case you slander them, don't you?
Swiss ninjas are on their way.
No, let your type bastards then.
We don't want their type bastards.
They may stop Toblerone imports. What are you saying, Finn?
11, 20,
oh no! See, I like Milka, so we best not piss him off. Milka's
you
chocolate.
You don't find
it's
it sickly?
No, I love it. It's going to be...
There's
I'm
lots
purple.
Of,
and purple.
It's quite a lot, I think.
People are okay, we're sorted.
And they all have machine guns.
Them. Oh, yes, they do.
Them.
Swiss are lovely.
Okay, the three that you have just...
And they all have nuclear bunkers.
Attacked.
And Swiss Army now,
as it were. Mm-hmm. Attackerize you.
Fine.
That's
I mean,
what
two
they were going to do. Miss.
Victorinox and Wernicke.
No, you won't attack. Miss.
You know everything, Ben. Stop it.
Miss. They all miss feebly.
You read a book on, like, everything.
The other one...
He reads a huge book.
Quite a big book.
Yeah, shoot Phelan in the back and misses. Very badly.
Yay.
You almost get crossbowed in the back, but it missed.
Not by me. I'm a
fish
guy. He just fireballed you.
Phelan falls over in shock at something that nearly hits her not being from a path
member.
What did it? He flew your blood multiple targets.
Mm, okay. I'm not actually going my natural attack routine. Mm. My bite
and
one
why not?
Okay. Bite and claw.
Tasty. Bite or hit?
Yep.
You're biting someone?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, he'll
be. I have big sharp teeth.
Bite. Oh, you're like a dragon, aren't you?
That's only the
13
damage.
No,
it's
13.
Basically, you kind of.
Bloody dragon!
You kind of look like. He
falls to the ground.
Two point kids bigger than, you know, golden cousin.
Yes.
Falls to the ground.
That's fine.
Like
I hit the other two.
Mm-hmm. Mushroom fireball.
That's 18, 19 for one, mm-hmm. and 17 for the other.
17.
How many dice does he roll?
Well, another one falls to the ground. 33.
Surrender now.
Yep. Another one's down.
And yes.
Yeah. He's had merciful frowns and put in.
Yes.
His teeth are all rubbery.
His teeth are rubbery.
That's carrot.
Thank you.
Carrot, it's you.
Oh,
you ginger.
Stuff again. No, I'm extremely pale blonde.
Yeah.
Strongest albino.
Having all the nutrition's leached out of you.
Yes. Mm.
The complete opposite of the drow.
Checked undead.
Most of the party members.
What are you doing?
Something. Damn
look
you.
Look at the list. Look at the size of it.
A cleric's got access to every spell of every level.
I cast greater magic weapon.
Very good.
On my mace.
Very good.
It becomes greater and magical for me.
Next.
Or possibly if it's under the new rule for about 8 seconds.
No, it's an arrow
level.
Right. You stood behind one of them now. The rest of them have fallen to the ground.
Another will save to try and hit it.
No.
No, you've been injured, haven't you?
Oh, okay.
No, you haven't.
Oh. You feel all peaceable. No,
you don't
have
a will save.
You have to leave the area and return.
Do I?
Yeah.
That's really wild.
But you attacked.
Yeah,
are there people in bows?
Yes, but you can't attack them because you know, she'd have to physically close with them and she can't feel any aggressive action at the moment.
I knew I'd hate your character.
You're going to have to give me a barge pole.
Do I know that I have that it's him making this attack yet?
Probably
that's the problem.
Probably.
Yeah, in principle.
I know that I can move out of the area and back in and then hit.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
My character.
You're not in character.
Okay.
But you can't think, I'll leave the area off his spell, come back in and hit him. Because you can't think like that because you feel no aggressive action.
I'll sit down and play a harp then.
Yep.
May as well be a bard.
Yep. You sit down.
Well, no, I'll just sort of stand her out ready in case.
Looking peaceful.
Just clean your fingernails.
He's next.
Like, pick your teeth.
Mercifully clean my fingernails.
Yeah. Help. Hindrance.
Help.
They'll judge it out.
Steve's
character like a certain length away on a pole.
Anything you batter stuff with.
Any manufactured weapon.
Any manufactured weapon.
I also
we're
going
to have to develop some tactics.
What's Bragdor to?
Huh?
Anything in particular?
Can I make your hands
magical? Bragdor can't get in because you're all stood in the doorway.
We'll have to give him a missile weapon.
Only one of my attacks.
He can chuck rocks.
Magical anyway.
Oh, okay.
He chucks
stone also. Oh, yeah.
We'll have to teach him crossbow or some
magic missile.
Could teach you magic missile.
Yeah, you could use your heavy crossbow like a hand crossbow.
Yeah.
You've already memorised one of them.
Yeah. You see, I want this crossbow from Hawker Slayer.
Yeah. It has to be said I don't actually have magic missile in Steve's game at all. In fact, I have no what could be considered attack spells.
He has no what could be considered good spells.
Eh?
What?
I have sleep.
Like half the party.
Yeah,
sleep's
so
amazing. When we ran into that room of eight guys and I went, and six of them fell asleep.
I haven't used sleep for ages.
I can only cast one arcane spell.
Because I can only learn what I've got.
Wizard spell, none of this arcane.
Oh, yes, yeah. Wizard magic, sorry.
Yeah.
I can only cast one wizard spell a day.
And
I like that.
Sleep's
good.
We used to sleep packs of rats.
I slept six rats out of 12 rats.
I used it for ages now, because they're all too high level.
Shoot one with a bow.
Okay, let me
we'll have to.
Oh no, he's a bit faster already.
I've got to keep track because I haven't.
Go!
Ooh, 25.
That'll hit. Which one are you shooting? One at the back of the crossbow?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
Shooting the head.
Oh,
yes, your eyeball has a targeting reticule built in, seeing.
Beep, 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 beep,
seven.
Beep, beep.
In the head.
Okay.
He's still up and around.
Shot through both cheeks.
Ooh. Who's next?
Alazar.
How many fireballs does Balazar learn?
Only the one. Only the one.
You're quite lucky.
So, stinking cloud!
Actually, yes, I do have that.
Any other area of effect spells.
Diamond did up a bit, doesn't it? No, I'm going to go back.
Well, the drow's Andronitagus, so why not?
I'm going to back to the old finger fiddling.
Which one's targeting? There's one fighting shiny bomb. Shiny yes. bomb. There's
he doesn't need any help. He's
shiny bum. And
well, you've not got a hole cut out on your backside, have you? No.
No. Right. I'm wearing robes.
There's you can give him the whole lot in the backside.
And I don't eat anyway.
Yeah.
There's one stood at the back shooting at the moment.
That's the one.
You're gonna have him, are
you? Oh yeah.
Okay, go on.
DC check, spell resistance, isn't it? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Wow. 18.
That'll do it.
Okay. Oh dear. 5, 7, 8, rubbish, 9, 14 points, the light tapering.
He falls to the ground dead.
Bink! Oh yeah! Bing!
That one's actually yes. dead.
Whoops! Oh dear!
Dead day.
Hey? Who's next?
I can put another notch on my
remaining drow.
The remaining drow goes and full retreats.
It says what?
Actually decides.
Oh my!
Discretion is the better part of valor.
He runs.
Bravely.
Bravely run to win.
How far does he get?
Not far, because all the doors are locked. But no.
Right.
He runs sort of north, and he goes, what's full move?
30. And he's wearing heavy armour.
Oh, no, he's not. Oh,
so he can move 60 feet.
He's wearing medium armour, I think.
Oh.
They're in.
In scale.
Looks like we've gone back into business of dungeon cleansing.
Move under and tell me what it actually noise it does. He's wearing leather.
Okay, he's 30 feet.
Yep.
So he can move 60.
So he runs nice. 60 feet. He runs almost the entire length. He runs the entire length of the corridor. Starts mm-hmm. heading for this sort of area here.
He's out of visual range, huh? Mm-hmm.
He's just sort of turning around there.
Mm-hmm. He looks like he's going for reinforcements.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's running. Okay. He's not necessarily running for reinforcements, he's running. He's fleeing the battle where
all five of his five mates aren't standing.
Five of his mates are dead.
Fine. Because it's me now.
What are you doing?
I'm charging grappling.
Okay.
Really?
This is well, I'll say he's me and Cosmel said arrow.
Watch this.
I can do that.
Well, the one.
I probably hit him on a touch attack.
Yeah. 13, you know.
Easy.
Yes.
Yep.
And my grapple check is 31.
Ouch. You've grappled him like he's never been grappled before.
He can't pass against you, but just in case. 16.
I don't understand why some people say that you should take information from some of the other books we've created. I say you put someone with the same amount of experience, created just with the information from the player's handbook, against someone from the big broken book of cheese, and you'll find them perfectly balanced.
Are you suggesting that the Book of Exalted Cheese is cheesy?
There's a slight hint of fromage, certainly.
A slight hint. Aroma de fromage.
Oh, my attack route. Who wrote that book? Who is responsible? Who modeled their names on that book?
Most minds as well.
Is the Book of Wild Darkness just as bad?
I don't know, I haven't read it, to be honest.
Oh. Have you drawn it?
Yes.
I hate how you buy books and don't read them. It torments me, Steve. It torments me. Okay, you grappled it.
Like exalted cheese.
Who's next?
Karen.
No one, everyone's an audience. We're just Karen. Watching.
Everyone's an audience.
There's nothing to do.
We're all watching Steve's character go.
They're all so angry at us. I'll see if anyone's injured.
Anyone injured?
Yeah, actually.
Yes,
Richard from the previous one. I've got him in.
I lost a few points of false life, but I don't like to do it.
You threw a fireball at me.
It wasn't at you. It was in the vicinity of the nest.
If you kill me, I'll come back and haunt you.
Well, that's fine. I could do with the company. Ooh, nice.
19.
Yeah. And I'll stick pins
okay,
in the
chair. That takes me to...
You do that anyway.
About my social.
2 plus 9.
Yeah, she gets to keep that. Yeah. I might have sacrificed comprehend languages for that. I'm going to comprehend for that.
What will I sacrifice
we're
for this?
We're just turning into Steve's posse now, aren't we? We're just following
I've
him.
I've got 67 hit points at the moment.
That's more than I normally have.
Given that my base hit points are 38.
That's a very broken ability from the cleric.
Yeah.
So we're going into a big fight. Hang on. Cure serious wounds on you people.
This keeps up with Steve's character. I'm going to have to take a level of bard now so we can make songs about it.
We could be a band.
But you brave, can, brave. You can,
yeah. Steve and the Pointless
Bard. From every tenderest person. Oh, he's so wonderful. Oh, Magri the Broken, they call him.
It's failing now.
I'm waiting till this hits the board. They're like, oh my god. In fact, these two are fairly broken. In fact, you're all pretty broken, really.
No, me and Paul are not broken.
We're not broken. You shit are getting through trap doors.
We're like some kind of previous incarnation of humanoid personage.
We're like old bones, aren't we?
Yes. We're like,
I'm purely player's handbook.
We're like some kind of early hominid versus...
I
am a half-dragon.
I know.
By a form of life.
Yeah, we're just here to adore you, Steve.
You should have half illithered.
Possibly.
Oh, damn it. I forgot when you roll with your fireball again. When you roll
half illithered.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Take bits of things until you've only got one actual character.
I've only got seven character levels. Failing.
Failing,
would you? Name this template after you, Steve. There's no way about it, is there? It's just
I'll
so...
I'll search the room and see if there's any stuff.
Okay, the... Okay, roll it.
Search the unconscious.
26.
There's nothing actually in the room. The guards have some very nice leather armour on. Some shields. Very nice long swords and some crossbows.
No, I'm good, thanks.
I think I'm getting to the point where I can't be asked to pick up armour and weapons unless they're decent.
Even your bag of holding is starting to bulge a little
bit. There's a few sharp pointy bits trying to work them out.
I'll stroll down the corridor.
Okay.
Bazon.
Fireball!
I'm like, oh,
you're not cowardly,
no.
Are
you?
Like, I'm going to wander around.
Ragdoss, baby!
I'm just going to head off and follow the rest of the party.
Okay. What are you doing with the drow?
Do you yield?
Yeah, whatever.
What? Well, a bit apathetic when they've lost, aren't they? Yeah. Who is your master?
Poke up. He gets up, picks up his sword. Puts it in his sheath. Mm-hmm.
Who do you work for? I'm going to go and join your mate down there.
Yeah.
That we didn't kill. In fact, you can probably take all these mates with you and look after them.
Yeah. There's one dead one.
Are you going to make them swear their oath of...
The rest are unconscious.
The rest are unconscious and will be for days.
Days? Well, some of them are just unconscious.
Does this mean they're all going to come back and attack us again in like 3 days' time? Like, oh, well, look, we already beat you once.
Oh, just don't pass back through this area. Oh. All it means is that
pass
back through. The drow
on,
there
on previous experience, that you know that's going to happen. Because we always go
backtrack. Never. Yeah. Never backtrack once.
Let's all go back to Bragdor's pad for a bit of a party. Yeah. Only region, eh?
Lava lamp, comfy cushions. Yeah.
The remains of more blood on the columns.
Sweet facilities.
Yeah. Showers.
So, he says whatever and wanders to the same.
Whatever. Oh, okay. Join your mate. Look after your friends.
Their charisma drops somewhat.
As long as you don't party again. You'll be fine.
If he says so.
Right, yeah,
you're in a long corridor. Two drows are making funny gestures at you from the other room to the same.
Saying we're number one.
Oh. Yes, number one. And also number two. We are number one. All the rest are number two or lower.
Number three's very confused.
Right. At the top of the corridor, there is a small, slopey, slidey bit corridor.
Why? It's somewhat
incline.
Why does it incline?
No, what I mean is it goes off to the diagonal. Sorry. It goes diagonally off to the northeast to a square room. There's a door to your left hand side.
Do you think
side.
They were just really cheap, the builders of this dungeon?
You want to have a corridor that goes down a bit, then up a bit before it gets the
Sorry, there's we can't afford stairs or inclines, and all the doors the same. We've got a job lot. No, no stairs.
There's a door to your left hand side.
Lovely.
And that was my job.
If you want to open the door.
Well, there's an open room.
There's also an open room.
Open room first.
Checking out the open room.
What's down the
corridor?
We had some nasty experiences with Sturges, but it seems like a long time ago.
What's in the corridor? What's in the room? This warren of rooms is kept meticulously clean. The floors smell strongly of soap and are scrubbed and shining, which required extensive labour. To the northeast, a tunnel bores through the black stone of the prison, leading to yet more rooms beyond.
Is this a prison?
A long, winding passageway slopes down to the south.
That way to freedom.
Slopes down to the south. and to down, the east an equally long
the direction we want
an
to
equally
go
long
in.
Narrow passage terminates in a cracked and pitted dead end. This is this bit. The room that slopes down is part of this encounter.
It's an incline, my lord.
Can we find somewhere to rest, please?
You're in deep in drow territory.
Lindsay's tired. Or we can just stop.
You can just stop if you like. You killed some drow and you're here.
Can we hole up in that room?
You could, yes.
Well, we don't have to hole up, do we?
Well, no, not technically.
Freeze time.
Freeze time.
Time stop. Yes. Oh, let me do nightmare.
Nightmare.
Where everyone freezes.
Yeah.
Ah, sense of time stop approaching.
Cast a spell.
Okay, Steve. Yes. Do the XP, dude. Yeah. XP, cha cha cha. XP, cha cha cha.
Let's watch Bragdor go up.
Average level? 10.
Oh. Yeah. Bragdor's like way better than us.
Bragdor's 3.
Therefore.
Yeah, he would drop our average level down.
And also, you're not level 10. You're level.
Feet divided by 5. He's
10.
I have 6 even.
53 divided by 6. Bragdor.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
9.
He's 9. But then you add 1 because there's 1 4 of us.
Yeah.
10.
So 10.
Oh. Don't worry about it, he did alright. He should get some pretty good XP.
Yeah, Bragdor should level.
It's half of the XP he takes, though.
Bragdor should level?
Bragdor yeah. List of warding cast by Tharys. Challenge rating 4.
1200. Oh no, hang on. That's rubbish.
Try again.
175.
Oh, I like this idea where you just lie.
Ten times challenge
the
rating.
The bold one, that's all.
10 times challenge rating 7 drow guards.
They're 1,000 each.
So, 10,000.
Oh, nice.
And 1 times challenge rating 8, dry the sorcerer.
1,500.
1,500.
The sorcerer?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get that idea. So that would be 10,000...
All for me.
11,875 divided by 6. Anyone?
Just short of 2,000 each.
Yep.
What's
the
remainder there?
125 divided by 6.
11, what?
11,875. 12 and a half short of 2,000.
Yeah. So
1,799.
So, okay,
so
what do we get? 1,979.
Yeah. We're on 4,876,
aren't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're on
4,876.
I didn't write that down.
Yeah.
So
you ended in room
I-80.
Started in room I-53 at least. Killed some stuff.
Yeah.
And they did very little to you.
As we turn to the...
I'm reading Go to Area J.
What
do
you call it?
50,745. Oh, maybe. Tendrous appreciation society. Actually, I'm thinking these half-fiend wyvern challenge rating 11
gargantuan
outsiders augmented dragons
would do you a good injury. 50,745. I'll do more damage to outsiders.
What level are they?
Aren't they much further on the book, though?
They have a grapple plus 42.
Well, I just
leveled
last session when I went here. I think
They are gargantuan.
Yeah.
Their attacks are 31.
55,000.
What's our total for
50,745.
Wow. Go to Area J. Please go to Area J.
I'll be going.
Ooh, the Devourer of Kingdoms. Ooh, he has a base attack of
he's
plus 44.
He's obviously not devouring many kingdoms if he's locked in here.
He'll hit you.
Hasn't he spelled out to death by yet?
And no, like,
no kingdoms to devour for a long time.
Many kingdoms.
Well, he can't, he's in a dungeon.
Is he using a Malhatchian weapon?
No, because he's a dragon.
There we go. That's
right
then.
A red one.
He's been trapped in a dungeon for God knows how long.
Probably.
Yeah, they are. They're actually very over challenge ratings. They're under challenge ratings.
No,
they're the over challenge rating. Yeah. The challenge rating's 23, but he's not that hard.
No, right. Sorry, they're on the challenge rating. Yeah.
Yeah, his challenge rating's 23.
So it'll be really hard to kill.
Yeah.
That level 73.
Yeah. Because for some reason, dragons were just made hard.
Yeah.
Because it's dungeons and dragons.
Well, dungeons
are traps are pretty easy.
If
they should find the traps as much
iconic
as possible.
Monster isn't a D&D, so anyway, till next time. Bye-bye.